Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron and Jet with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland man will receive compensation from the government for being wrongfully jailed over an armed robbery in 1993. Terry Irving spent 4.5 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and said in an interview with Nine News, "No money will make up for the time I served." Irving was to play pool in Cairns Hotel when he lent his car to another patron. That same day, somebody robbed a bank, and Irving's car was reported nearby. Irving was sentenced to 8 years in jail, but he was innocent, and after 4.5 years, he was released and has been fighting for compensation ever since. Australia has around 100 special assistance schools offering education to disadvantaged kids who face challenges like trauma or learning disabilities. Arifa College provides vital support, including food and mental health care. "For about 25% of our young people, we are their only source of food," said Principal Lisa Coles. Similarly, Springfield's Mastery Schools help students catch up on years of lost learning, transforming their lives through education. In national news, school tuck shops and canteens are under threat due to an increasing financial strain of staff and volunteer shortages. The Federation of Canteens and Schools is calling for a national roundtable of government representatives and other professionals to save them. Leanne Elliston, the FOCIS chairperson and dietarian, has said, "School canteens and tuck shops are critical support system that offer nutrients, food options for children, many of whom have not had reliable access to healthy meals at home. The goal of the roundtable would be to develop a plan to sustain school canteens, keeping vital services for school communities."
In other national news, Chevalier College in New South Wales permanently implements a 4-day face-to-face school week for senior students, allowing them to study from home on Mondays. The decision follows a successful year-long trial that improves students' time management and independence. In response to concerns from parents and younger students, the school will introduce induction programs and time management training for junior students. The move reflects a shift towards modern education practices, with Chevalier sharing its research with other schools. Dr. Cummins noted Chevalier College has decided to do something that lots of schools have thought about, but have been waiting for someone to take a first step. In international news, Indigenous leaders in Brazil celebrate the return of a sacred cloak. It's been displayed in a Danish museum for more than 300 years. The cloak was taken from the Tupinambá people during the Portuguese colonial period, and has been on display in Copenhagen since 1689. Indigenous leaders say this is not just about bringing artifacts back to their original homelands, but about recognizing Indigenous people, their land, and their rights. Several sacred capes remain on display in museums across Europe. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It is currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. Fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news. See you then.
Bye.